Okay.
I'm in a taxi in Manchester, and I have my taxi driver here. And you're not only a taxi driver, what are you?
Well, I also teach history at Manchester University and a tourist guide in the city.
That is a strange combination, isn't it?
Well, I've been driving a taxi for over 40 years.
May I ask your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, what could you tell us about Manchester?
Well, Manchester was the birthplace, really, of the Industrial Revolution. Manchester had a population that was good with the hands, and they were working with cotton and linen and wool. And it took off gradually over the years because Manchester had the fast flowing streams, so they could utilise the water power. Then they found that industry came more and more into the city because, or out of the surrounding districts, because of this water power. And then there was a local entrepreneur had the idea of marrying the steam engine up with the cotton spinning machinery and the cotton weaving machinery. And actually in 1800 there were more steam engines in Manchester than everywhere else in the world put together, all working on the cotton manufacture. There may have only been 400 or so, but there were still more here than everywhere else in the world combined.
Why did it start in England and in this area, do you think?
Well, in this area, as I say, they were already making textiles here. So they had the skill in the hands to do that. They also had the skill to make the machines to make the textiles when it went from a hand operation, a totally hand making operation, to machine operation.
What did the Industrial Revolution do to the local communities?
Well, it came to the point that Manchester's original population in about 1730 was something like 7,500. By 1750, that was about 40,000. By 1780 it was 90,000, and by 1800 it was about 180,000, the population of the city. Now this is just the city centre area, which is a very small area, about 2 square miles across, and people were crowded into this area because that was where the work was. People were coming in from all over Britain because they could earn a living.
What about industries today?
Most of the industries today is service industries. Banking, insurance. There are lots of call centres in the local area. All the heavy industry is gone.
Where in Manchester can you go and see traces of the Industrial Revolution?
Everywhere you look. Some of the buildings around us now started life as textile warehouses, and everywhere you look in the city you have the same pattern of building. They have a half and half ground floor. You go up the stairs to the actual ground floor. There are 4 or 5 floors above that were used for storage, and there was a sub basement that we used for packing, but the half basement ground floor and the ground floor were used as showrooms. And everywhere in the city there is this palazzo style of architecture.
How was life for the industrial workers at that time?
Well, people came into the city, as I say, from all around the local countryside and all over the country. People often ask me, why did so many people come into the city if the conditions were so bad? Because the infant mortality rate was something like 60%. 60% of the children died before they were 5 years old from diseases, waterborne diseases, and diseases that spread very quickly because the population was so densely packed. But people came in because you could always earn a living. And in Manchester, you could earn a living, your wife could earn a living, your children could earn a living. A child in Manchester was earning its living from the age of 5. Manchester was the original example of a third world city, if you like. But the thing is, in Manchester you can't sleep on the streets at night. This isn't like Brazil where it's fairly warm all year. Most of the year you would freeze to death on the streets if the rats didn't eat you.
What about Manchester today? Do you think people here treasure their heritage?
I don't think they do. Manchester has a great industrial heritage that has been lost. The teaching of history in Britain now is nearly all foreign history.
Why is that?
I think it's easier for the teachers to do foreign history. The Second World War. Every student in Britain learns the Second World War, the rise and fall of Hitler. But they don't realise that Manchester rose. Manchester was such a great city. I have taken people around from Canada and explained to them about the textiles. And one lady said to me, I never realised that was what it was like, she said. That must be why the cotton goods in the stores in Canada are called Manchester wares.
So we have traces all over the world.
Yes, Manchester was the epitome of an industrial city.
Jeff, thank you for your time.